You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You know, hell, I was going to ask whether or not how much he's being judged by tonight, Shador Sanders is, and then, damn, you two asked just two questions I just want to go over right now. Holy potatoes. Hey, we go about last night coming up at 7:45. You got to hear what Kevin Stefanski said about how he intends to help Shador Sanders coming up later on tonight. That coming up during about last night at 7:43 this morning. But Tone, you said afternoon asked a great question yesterday about what?
Yeah, whether this is...
It's Friday, man. There's no rules here. I'll ask whatever. I don't give a
shit. Yeah, whether this game tonight, his performance, if it's really good, if that's going to be a bigger deal for him, or as opposed to if he struggles mightily, like what is going to be, you know, the bigger issue? I can't, obviously they phrased it a lot better, and now I'm getting scrambled in the head. But
in their world, in the Browns world, I get what you're saying. Yeah. Sorry, I don't mean to go too fast for you. I'll say it like this. We are living in two different worlds right now. In the Browns world, like
if this can help
nothing.
Him or hurt him more.
Yes. In the Browns world, absolutely nothing. Not a damn thing. He will go out there tonight, I think. He could go 10 for 10 for 112 yards. I don't know why 112 came to my mind. How many pitches did Gavin Williams have the other day that we got all mad about? That another 124? Show got all mad about. 126. He could throw 10 for 10 for 126 yards and two touchdowns in the first half. And they could call it a day, go, congratulations, have a seat. And they will look at it and go, he had a very nice outing. Okay, back to Joe for the first team reps against Philadelphia. Because they're getting Joe
it'll
ready.
Help him with
it will help
Dylan
him.
Dylan Gabriel.
Yes, it will help him later. But people will go nuts going, why are you guys wasting your time with 40-year-old dudes when you have this guy sitting there? Because in our world, it does mean something. There are two different worlds. See, you have somebody who's asked you, like at the beginning of the show, I talked about how I'm basically having an existential crisis over everything that has gone on here over the last couple of weeks when it comes to a quarterback, where I do think at times, and I had a back and forth with somebody on Twitter yesterday, perfectly clean, where it's like, Ken, have you lost the plot a little bit? And I go, yeah, a little bit. Because I can't just treat him like any other fifth-round pick. People weren't crying on TV over other fifth-round picks. They were crying over him. So I'm sorry. I cannot just treat him like that. Because if it's another fifth-round pick, nobody on ESPN is talking about him. Nobody on Fox is talking about him. Nobody on The Fan is talking about him. So, but I also see where you have a person who's an NFL personnel guy texting you, and Albert Breer, who's an insider, who's writing going, man, they ain't making a big damn deal about other fifth-round picks. Yeah, because they're in different situations. We are in a situation here where we are desperate and trying to dig ourselves out. So I see it. I have to try to see it from both sides. In that building, he could go out and be awesome tonight. Hope he does, clearly. And I think they do. It may make a difference where how deep he is on the depth chart. But it ain't going to change a damn thing for how they try to start this season. I told you, I think that this, and this has been going on for the last 2 weeks, so you can't accuse me of losing my mind. Joe Flacco, this race is done. To me, Joe Flacco is the starter. I thought he was the starter before Kenny Pickett got hurt, and certainly it ain't going to make anything any easier now that Kenny Pickett's going to be coming back from that hamstring injury. So Joe Flacco is going to be your guy. It could help him, but I think with us, if he does really well, with us and fans, and we are part of that, it becomes how quickly can he play? Should he be playing? Should he now be getting first team reps? Should he be playing with the first teamers in the preseason games? That's it. If he plays really poorly, don't deny it's not exactly what I said yesterday. Where, why would Kevin Stefanski not give him first team reps? Why would the Browns do this, that, and the other? There will definitely be some people go, see, Shador ain't that good. You guys have been making a big deal about nothing. But there will definitely be a lot of people going after the Browns over this, and you know that, and I do too.
For sure, for sure. I just feel like there are so many people who just can't be honest. Like, they're coming into a preseason game with all of their narratives about Shador Sanders already. So that's the one thing that I would caution against, and just understand, like, you guys all know what people are saying before, whether it's Lewis Riddick, Hugh Douglas, okay? And then there's a Dan Orlovsky, but we played going into the break. So just know, if people are just going to be consistent with what they had said previously and they're not open to new thought, like I'm somebody who I changed my mind on Baker Mayfield 25 times based on his play. I didn't have a set agenda before he got drafted and then carry that out throughout, because I think people like that are ridiculous. Like, there are things that you're allowed to flip-flop on. There are things. And like Shador, I am coming into this tonight with a total open mind. I loved him in college. There were times when I thought, hey, this could be a first-round pick. And then there were times where I'm like, oh, yeah, people around the NFL that actually do this for a living are saying he is not anywhere near a first-round pick. And then there are people saying, hey, he is nowhere near ready to go right now. All right, well, you know what? Eventually the talk has got to subside. You got to just let the guy play.
Yeah.
And while I did say last segment, this is not ideal for Shador tonight because he's going up against starters for a couple of series. And you look at his weapons. Who are his weapons going to be tonight?
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
His offensive
line.
Not
Cedric Tillman, not Jerry Judy.
Is Njoku?
How much of the offensive line is Njoku?
He said, by and large, most of our starters will not play.
Yeah, let's line up that Kevin Stefanski from last night on the Kevin Stefanski show. I didn't set Owen up properly for that one, so we'll get that here just in a moment here, because this is coming off the cuff.
I mean,
what does that tell you
about his offensive line? You know, who he's going to be working with? Maybe it is the guys that he actually worked with, you know, in the lead up in training camp. Here's Stefanski.
If you couple those live periods with an extra practice versus a team in week one, that leads to a lot of the decisions in not playing the starters in the game versus Carolina, because they've gotten upwards of, call it 36, 40 plays in a live or very competitive period versus another team.
So he's thinking, does he just disagree with Dave Canales and what Dave Canales is doing? I can't imagine either team is very deep.
The pendulum is starting to swing here. So when McVay showed, when they jumped out to that awesome record to start out the season and didn't play any of their good players, any of their starters, then the overcorrection the following couple of years was nobody was going to play anybody. And yet, what happened with Dave Canales' team last year when they didn't really play Bryce Young? Yeah. They struggled mightily out of the game.
Sean McVay had a Super Bowl team. Dave Canales did not have a Super Bowl team.
Sure, but you do see, like,
Kansas City plays their starters. Cincinnati played their starters last night.
Yeah, Cincinnati did play their starters. So the pendulum is swinging again to guys playing again. So I don't want to kill Stefanski for not playing his ones. He's got a 40-year-old quarterback.
Right. It's also how old is the offensive line, right? Like, how old is...
You got veterans.
Do you want to keep putting miles on Jack Coughlin when you never know if he's going to be upright and healthy the whole season?
I was surprised he made it back at all. And actually, let alone contribute to the
Joel's
football team.
Joel's doing you a solid right now, coming back.
I mean, for a guy who's making double-digit $1 million, it does seem like he's doing us all a favor in coming back to this football team.
Wyatt Teller is great, but do you want to risk injury with him right now? But at the same time, I would feel much more comfortable. It's not even feeling comfortable about Shador behind the offensive line. That to me is where you see him really does he move in a way that the starting offensive line, works together with. Because when Deshaun was back there, it looked like the offensive line was playing one play and Deshaun was playing another play, right? It didn't look like it was cohesive.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, and so we need to know if these quarterbacks are cohesive with the starting offensive line.
Flat out. I don't know if we'll know. I mean, it's a great question to ask, but I don't know how anybody answers it yesterday or this morning. We won't know until after the game tonight. How much can he help or hurt his career? Or help or hurt himself tonight by being the starter in this football game? Well, again, if I go by just outsider opinion, he will either blame the Browns. More than likely, a lot of people just blame the Browns for putting him in a not a great situation. I don't believe that they're sabotaging him on purpose, but they will not have put him in a great situation. Or people go, hey, ain't that great. And clearly he's not a first-round choice, because a first-round choice would still be able to deliver the football and be okay. So they're going to get that. If he does do well, hey, it's all systems go. It's all systems go. This is a guy who definitely was a, should have been a first-round pick. Now you got him plopped into your lap. He's done fantastically against this Carolina Panthers football team, which probably still ain't a great football team, but should be on their way back up considering what they had to go through last year. Still, you, if he does well, then the conversation changes there. I ain't going to know that until tonight, because you do have some things stacked against you if you're playing against a first-team defense and you got your second-teamers with you. And your wide receiver core is, you have a hometown favorite in Luke Fleurier, and Jamari Thrash. Okay. You get what I'm saying?
Laverdane playing?
He's
the playmaker.
You know you're getting a steady dose.
You got to have Laverdane. If you don't have him, I mean, what the hell are we doing out there in the first place?
Sal Cannella
is going to be out there. So
for the camp darlings.
We are going to find out like they are not active or something like that. I didn't miss anything in the news. I want to make sure. If Sal Cannella's not there, then I ain't going to watch. I'm just going to let you know that right now.
Well, you said there's either positive or negatives tonight. Is there any way that nothing changes for Shadur after tonight?
If he goes like 5 of 6. But apparently he's going to throw it a hell of a lot more than that, which I got something lined up for you later on about that. 216-474-0092. Well, I'll just ask people, how much are you actually judging Shadur by tonight? Because if you're being honest with yourself, hey, he did fall to us. There should be some sort of a gleam there, right? But he is playing with the second team against a first team defense. It's all the NFL. You're probably going to have to play against these guys anyway, no matter what.
Let's see some magic
How much are you judging him by tonight? Like, is there any way on earth, without preconceived notions, a person could look at tonight and go, he's the best thing coming for the Browns, or I told you guys, this guy's terrible. Is there any way anybody could do something like that tonight?
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.